We're back on Money Life, and we're back with the ETF of the week. Every Thursday, we start with Tom Lydon from ETF Trends talking about the ETF of the week. Now, ETFtrends.com, Tom's website, it's not just about Tom's picks. It's about all things ETF related. There's really good news coverage. There's all these things about this is what's going on in the ETF world. And so if you're one of those investors who has come over to the ETF revolution, well, this is going to be a site that's really going to help you get your hands on information that's going to make you a savvier, smarter investor. They're on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom is on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. It's great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Spider Barclay Short-Term High Yield Bond ETF, ticker symbol SJNK.
The junk bond ETF, or one of the junk bond ETFs, or one of the best-known junk bond ETFs. It's the Spider Barclay Short-Term High Yield Bond ETF. Is this, Tom, a play on perhaps what didn't happen when the Fed didn't raise interest rates, or is there more to it than that?
Well, I think most advisors, most investors know that rising interest rates are something that we're going to have to live with in the coming years. The question is, when is the Fed finally going to pull the trigger? We did a webcast last week on Thursday during the Fed announcement, and right prior to that, we asked almost 500 advisors who were on the call, do you think that the Fed is going to hike interest rates today? And 71% of them said no. So many people feel that it's coming, but based on where maybe the global economy is right now, where the dollar is, where inflation is, they can see why the Fed might be dragging their feet a little. However, they also do understand that it will be coming. Whether it's later this year or early next year, that's something that investors have to deal with. With that in mind, we know that long-term treasuries are going to go down in value when the Fed hikes interest rates. So a couple things that investors want to do to get on the defensive side, and that's, number one, shorten duration. So this is one of the things that this ETF does. You've got a pretty short duration cycle here with this ETF, and to counterbalance the low yield that you might get on a short-duration treasury ETF, they're mixing in high yield. Most people feel that high yield or junk bonds are extremely risky, but the ratings on these high yields are not bad. You know, most of them are double B or B rated, and most importantly, default rates in junk bonds right now are almost at historic lows, 2.5% to 3% annually, where the historic levels are 4.5%. I think the idea, Chuck, is if you go back and you look at times when rates start to hike, treasuries decline in value, but in many cases, corporate bonds and junk bonds actually appreciate. So here's a way within an ETF where you can fight the Fed by shortening up duration and actually increasing your yield as a good alternative to what you might have in treasuries. And if you are in any diversified mutual funds or any diversified ETFs on the fixed income side, you've got a chunk of treasuries within your portfolio.
But you know, Tom, treasuries for most people, and even long-term bond funds, like last week when we were talking about Jeff Gundlach and his version of the double line total return fund that's now in ETF form, those are permanent allocations. Are we making a permanent allocation to SJNK, or is this a 200-day moving average play?
I believe it's a 200-day moving average play, and here's the reason. There's cycles, as we talk about. There are lower interest rate cycles, there are higher interest rate cycles. And in this case, if you want to take an active role in your fixed income allocation, and some people do and some people don't, but here's a way to maybe augment what you've got on the fixed income side, but look at the general trends. 6 months ago, many people thought that by now the Fed would pull the trigger. Things happen, and as you and I know, so we have to be a little bit in tune. And with that, watching a moving average on an ETF is something that I think most of us can work into our lives. So with this ETF, SJNK, it's pretty easy to watch over an extended period of time, and I think what you'll see is as more money shifts, and you can tell by fund flows within ETF land, that more money is shifting out of long-term treasuries into short duration like this, and also more money is going into corporate bond ETFs or even junk bond ETFs to grab a little bit higher yield.
For investors who make this play, what we're really saying here is going to get a little bit better yield, maybe goose your returns a little bit, but they shouldn't be worried that with this over the 200-day moving average, junk is somehow going to turn to junk, right?
You know, the whole idea behind junk is that it's the credit quality. It doesn't necessarily mean it's that bad. There's a lot of demand for junk bonds or high-yield bonds out there. In fact, you know, a lot of our country or the world has been financed. And during times like this, when the economy, again, isn't great, but generally pretty good, and the banking system had been flawed for a period of time, it makes a lot of sense. Unfortunately, the term junk is something that's used along with high yield, but it just causes a little bit of pause. The big thing is always, Chuck, and you and I talk about this all the time, lift up the hood, understand the bonds that are inside the ETF.
So it is the Spiders Barclay Short-Term High Yield Bond ETF, SJNK, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor of ETF Trends. If you want more information, ETFTrends.com. On Twitter, at ETF Trends. Tom's on Twitter, at Tom Lydon. Well, we've just gotten off to a great start on the Thursday edition of Money Life. Up next, our big interview as Money Life rolls on right after these messages.